All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We get a chance to visit with an area head football coach and an area athletic director. Jeremy Adolphson grew up in Aledo, graduate of Aledo High School, the AD at Monmouth Roseville, the head football coach at Monmouth Roseville. We're waiting for kind of guidelines for, well, they're calling it return to play, and I think that's probably a bit of a reach with this Illinois Department of Public Health having to sign off on an IHSA plan. Jeremy Adolphson, what do you think is forthcoming?
You know, I'm anticipating when we do get the approval from the Department of Public Health and therefore the IHSA sending out to the schools that it's probably going to be very much modified or restricted, I think, restrictive, speed and conditioning, programs, strength and conditioning programming with small groups and, you know, your outdoor activities you can do for speed or agility, those types of things will probably be okay, again, within smaller groups, but I'm still kind of leery of what will be allowed within a weight room when you think about, you know, schools that run 40, 50, 60, 70 kids, boys and girls through there on a daily basis. I think it's going to be hard-pressed to think that something like that's going to be allowed in the traditional sense. It's going to require some creative thinking and maybe some restrictions as far as, you know, how much time you actually have in the weight room with those groups. You can get people in and out and keep your group size small. So kind of just waiting to see what happens, but I'm not anticipating June looking like any other June that we've ever had before, and just hopeful that as the summer progresses, maybe we get a little bit closer to things that coaches are used to doing in the past.
So organized team activities, you probably don't foresee that happening. We talk about 7-on-7 like happening in the summer. We talk about summer shootouts happening with basketball. That's highly unlikely probably at this point.
That's my interpretation. I mean, when I read through the National Federation of High School guidelines, they weren't looking at, I think I read in there somewhere that you could have a basketball, you just couldn't share it with somebody else. You know, you could have a football, you just couldn't hand it or pass it to somebody else. And so I think at least in the initial stages, obviously. I think the thought of doing anything that's remotely close to what probably most of our teams are used to doing in June specifically is probably a long shot. And you know, maybe some of those things kind of get loosened up in July. But, you know, I'm kind of the opinion at this point that if they tell us on August 10th that we're good and we can actually have practices for our fall sports, I would be pretty excited about that. I don't want to get greedy right now. Summer's important and summer is fun to get kids together, but if we have to take it slow to get a season in, I would definitely vote for that as opposed to getting to spend 2 or 3 weeks playing some 7-on-7 and then losing parts of the actual season. So I'm definitely cautiously optimistic about what's going to happen, but I think pretty realistic that there's going to be significant changes from what we're used to. It's already happening. Most teams have already been getting ready for basketball shootouts probably last weekend or this weekend. So, the change is already there.
Yeah, and I know, I think the big thing is you're just looking for a first step. And that, because there's some promise in a first step, because we haven't had a first step yet. So, I mean, so that's the one thing that is really needed here is let's move forward some way, somehow, even though it probably is going to be a pretty small step.
I agree. Yeah. And I think there's definitely something that could be said for that. You know, just if you could get a group of, 10 of my football players together or 10 volleyball players together with a coach or two coaches and just to see them and see them together, I think is a big deal. You know, we've had some meetings online and that's been fun just to see and talk to some kids. We've had things like locker clean out and uniform turn in and just seeing kids for, 2 minutes, 3 minutes while they're dropping off their stuff in a mass, 10 feet from you. Even just that ability to see people and see people together. And I know one of the most common questions I get from our players is, when are we going to be able to lift as a team? When are we going to be able to work out as a team? Because I think things that maybe weren't, maybe you didn't always look forward to in the past, now you got kids kind of chomping at the bit to get out of basement weight rooms and get out of, running down the street to try to stay somewhat ready. And I think they're just looking forward to being around, not just their best friends, but those other 10, 15, 20 people that are included in their team and their coaches and that type of thing.
And then, you know, I look back to this following this event, and I think it was the week, it was right around March 10th or March 11th when everything came to a halt. And, you know, we check each day off on the calendar, right? So you go along March, and you think, well, maybe here, maybe April. Oh, we get to May. Well, no, that ain't going to happen here. We get, you know, Coach, now we're to, you know, so people say you got to be patient. But, you know, I'm talking to you on June 2nd. So then I talked to you on June 3rd. I talked to you on June 17th. I talked to you on July 3rd. And that's the one concern I have as you check off each day. We're kind of getting closer and closer. I mean, August 15th isn't that far away.
Sure. Yeah, no, I completely agree. Yeah, it's definitely getting to that point where, yeah, you know, everybody's pretty antsy, and you do have, you know, you have some youth leagues going on. Obviously, you got Iowa getting going with their baseball and softball seasons, and just because of our proximity to Iowa, I think June 15th to the end of June, what happens over there could be incredibly important for Illinois. That if they're able to play baseball and softball, and they kind of get things figured out in a method that's going to work and keep people safe, the chances of things moving forward here, I think, go up dramatically. If things don't work out so well in some of the neighboring states, then you know, it's very tough for other states to think, well, we're just going to press ahead. We think we've got it figured out, you know. And so yeah, it's definitely it's a different situation for sure. And I think just because of what we're so used to, you know, Monmouth Roseville, June usually means that's, you know, boys basketball time, baseball and football kind of works out. And then we flip it around in July, and our girls do a lot of volleyball and basketball during the summer as well. And, you know, just missing out on those types of things. And then if you do start it late, you know, Coach Grant and I, for example, already talked about, you know, how do you, it's like, well, I like to get a few things in, but I understand that's kind of normally your time. And so, you know, even if things are delayed into July before we can start to do some things, and we can, you know, we're going to have to do a really good job of making sure that we're not burning kids up that have literally had zero game type training up to that point. So there's going to be challenges either way, but I would sure rather be adjusting schedules and taking on those challenges as opposed to just the mass canceling of events like we did in the spring.
And then I know, so the IHSA delivers the plan to the Illinois Department of Public Health. Now I know there's, you know, we're dealing with COVID-19 pandemic. Now we're dealing with this civil unrest. I know that's created some scheduling problems. So we went from Friday supposedly to have this meeting, I think even maybe last Thursday, last Friday, this Monday, and now you're supposed to have it Tuesday afternoon. Is it something, is there a sticking point, or is it just, from your understanding, just some of these other things that are outside of it, like I mentioned, the civil unrest, the COVID-19 stuff, dealing with all that?
Yeah, I think all of it definitely is playing a part, and I'm sure the plan that was delivered, you know, they're going to go through it, and you know, my assumption is when things are delayed that there's things they want either cleaned up or language changed, and you never know. I mean, I assume everybody's being as cautious as they can, but even, you know, within our school district, you know, trying to figure out what you can do for a graduation, what you can't do for a graduation. There's just lots and lots of details that have to be covered, and before you put it out there, you want to feel really good about those details, because I can only imagine the second that thing comes out, here comes all the questions, criticisms, you know, all those things right away, and you need to have a way to explain those and get people on the same page. And again, when it comes out, I don't even know that it's going to be, you know, you can start tomorrow. It very well could be, you know, a date out there, a week away or whatever, to kind of make sure that people are putting together a plan. You know, for our district, I've told our coaches, we get the plan, that's great, I'll share it with you immediately, but then we got to work within our school district and our local Department of Health to make sure that, okay, what we set up, or these are things we can set up, they're going to follow those guidelines. So, you know, in my opinion, the release of the plan will be awesome, but then that still requires you to kind of go back locally and make sure that you can make things work and make sure everybody's on the same page, because, you know, the last thing anybody wants, especially in a school setting, is that, you know, somebody kind of goes off rogue and starts just doing things they think it's the best way, and you're not really following the guidelines and causing problems for people. So yeah, it's like you said, it's a huge first step, and many steps after that, and hopefully those steps continue to work towards season and towards actual games in the fall.
All right. So we want something. That's all. We just want something to that first step, as you mentioned. So we're talking, John, June the 2nd, Tuesday, 11:35 a.m. So you're supposed to meet, the ADs are supposed to meet what time with the IHSA today?
It would be 3:30, big Zoom meeting there. And the way I understood is that, you know, we'd have to have the plan kind of able to be digested a little bit this afternoon prior to that, or else they would continue to push the meeting back. Because obviously, if you haven't had a chance to read through it, and I'm expecting it to be more than a couple pages probably, it's tough to formulate those questions. So yeah, we sure hope to have some information today, and if it's not today, then hopefully it's as soon as possible. And again, as you already alluded to, there's tons of things going on around here that are affecting people in a lot of ways that are probably more important overall than this thing is, but this is still, you know, something that's been kind of hanging over people for a while as well. And you know, I think anybody's looking for just some good news, and as you said, that first step, I think, has to be treated as good news, no matter if you like, you know, how progressive it is or how aggressive it is from the beginning.
I don't know, as we wrap up, if you've heard some of my interviews where I always say, wasn't it more enjoyable when we could have stupid, dumb arguments about district scheduling?
And I was a part of those several times, but yeah, that was those were the days, right? Where classification and conference shuffling and changing up schedules.
Issue. That's another issue.
We'll take all of that. I said I've already told people I hope to be scrambling in late July and August, because I think scrambling means that we're trying to get something in, trying to get something going. If it's not like we're used to, the thing I don't want to be doing is, you know, in spring when my schedule program allowed me to mass cancel. That was not a good sign when they had to create that feature so that you could just wipe off an entire month of your schedule on your scheduler. And like I said, I would much rather be trying to figure out, you know, how are we going to make this thing work, whether it's any of the differences that are there, because that means you're playing and the kids are getting a chance to do what they love to do.
Amen, brother. Appreciate the visit, and hope we get that first step later today. Thank you, Jeremy Adolphson.
Thank you very much, Jim.
You're listening to WRMJ.